You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This is the Big E Sports Show on SB Nation Radio.
And online at sbnationlive.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston, here's Alyssa Walker-Campbell.
All righty, we continue to power up here at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show, and the conversation does continue. Our NFL news and notes, week five, hanging out with the Big E tonight is Brendan Riley. I know, Brendan, we kicked off the program previewing the Cowboys and the Packers, but I really wanted to get your assessment on the Browns. They are 2-2 right now. How do you see their season, how it's played out?
They came into the season with hype that I think wasn't fair. This is a team that, remember, last year lost, what, their first five or six games? So there's a lot of talent here, but they're not in that conversation just yet. And I think that's what they showed you against the Ravens. The Ravens are the team I think are the best in that division.
Okay.
And they beat them by 15 on the road. So the Browns still are a very talented football team. Baker Mayfield's had some issues this year early, but he kind of got it back on track last week. The running game, Nick Chubb's great. Obviously some great pass catchers, Odell Beckham Jr. and Jarvis Landry. And the defense is underrated there as well. But I think the Browns are probably closer to that fringe playoff team. You know, maybe they get 9-10. Maybe they even push for 11 wins. But when we were talking about them, you know, I think people looked at the AFC coming into the season as like the Patriots and the Chiefs as the top two.
Okay.
And then the Browns right there after that. I think we were just a little overhyped because they're a team that people want to root for.
Is he overrated? We hear so much about this all the time.
Well, I mean, it depends on when you take the temperature. If you asked that question 2 weeks ago, the answer was incredibly overrated. If you answered that question last week, it would be no. All of a sudden, everybody was saying he's not that good anymore.
Right. Hey, glad you're with us tonight. SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show, getting you ready for some big games this weekend. Cowboys, Packers, Colts, Chiefs, and the Vikings and the Giants. I think you got your eye on that one, right, Brendan?
Well, I think what's so interesting there is the Vikings have, it seems like they're in danger of a full-blown disaster. Adam Thielen throwing some shade after the game last week. Stephon Diggs missing a practice. And then when he gets back to practice, he's asked if the rumors of him wanting to be traded are true. And he says, I think all rumors have some truth to them. So I think the Vikings are in danger of a disaster. Other side, the Giants move to Daniel Jones, and things are looking really good.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out. Coming up, more NFL talk with Andy McNamara, DraftKings.
This is the Big E Sports Show on SB Nation Radio. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston, here's Alyssa Walker-Campbell.
Okay, welcome back. SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm your host, Alyssa Walker-Campbell. Before we get underway with our next segment, we would love to hear from you. We're always live on Twitter, at eRadio Sports. You can email the show, info@eradiosports.com and podcastarena.com. Our program presented to you by our friends at O'Reilly Auto Parts. When your battery goes dead, everything can come to a stop. Don't take a risk on a dead battery. O'Reilly Auto Parts provides free battery testing, and if your battery does need to be replaced, the professional parts people can find the exact battery that fits your car or truck with free installation. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day. Well, It is week five of the NFL season. It continues to roll right along. We've got a number of games that we're going to feature in our next segment. And we are looking so forward to talking about one of the most intriguing matchups. It's at the forefront of my mind, and that is the Cowboys and the Packers. And delighted to have with us from DraftKings, Andy McNamara, who is with us tonight at SB Nation. Good evening, Andy.
Alyssa, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm very excited. There's some great matchups this weekend, not only in the NFL, but also college football. But let's talk about the Packers and the Cowboys. Who needs to win more this weekend, Jason Garrett or Matt LaFleur?
Oh, boy. You know what? I'm going to say I think who needs to win is Matt LaFleur more, because you have to keep establishing that new culture with your rookie head coach. What you don't want is for a quasi-coup that we're seeing kind of in Minnesota here, where, all right, the players start – stop believing, Aaron Rodgers gets pouty, and things go south. So I think from a not a must win, but a more valuable win, it's got to be Green Bay, even though they are at 3-1.
Okay, so both these teams, I mean, they're coming off their first losses here in 2019. They're both 3-1, and I just have to think, I mean, Andy, I mean, this is a game you can't take lightly. I mean, the outcome could maybe down the road impact what the NFC playoffs?
First of all, I think this is going to be an extremely entertaining game. Just sit back with some popcorn and enjoy yourself, right? I think I love those games where it's like you just hope it's good. But you're absolutely right. Seeding in the NFC when it comes to playoffs, when it comes to buys, right? The division, both divisions are very interesting. The NFC North truly up for grabs. The Bears have clearly offensively taken a step back. The Lions are sneaky good. And the Vikings look like they're just ready to fall off a cliff. So Green Bay can start to pull away a little bit here. But for the Cowboys, you got the Eagles keeping pace. The Giants and Washington are done. But it's really between the Cowboys and the Eagles. So for Dallas, you want to keep climbing. You want to force the Eagles into chase mode and not have it too close near the end.
Okay, one of our go-to guys when we talk about the NFL, NFL news and notes, that is DraftKings, the writer Andy McNamara. And Andy, connect, reach out and talk to our audience. Where can they go and find all your good stuff online?
Oh, absolutely. Well, first of all, great articles at DraftKings Playbook. So just go to DraftKings.com, go into the Playbook article. I put out a weekly sweepers pick, but there's other writers with waiver wires, with different styles of contests and strategies, just all you need for your daily fantasy, which is real. I play season long. I love it. But the DFS is so interesting because you can pick whichever players you want, and it's all about the strategy, right? So there's there.
Yep.
And then for fantasy football questions, you can always hit me up on Twitter using hashtag AskAndy at AndyMC81.
Okay, I got to ask you this, Andy, while we have you on the show tonight. Let's back up just a moment, thinking about, you know, the Cowboys and that Saints game. I mean, how much is Dak to blame for the Cowboys' first loss?
Boy, that one was such an anomaly. Such a what the bleep.
Yeah.
Like, right, like, I was... And I hope this Packers-Cowboys game doesn't go like that, because I hate when you have matchups that you think should be just tremendous, like that one,
right,
and they fall flat. I think what you have to look at is Dak, I think, was pressuring the ball a little bit too much. I think he was reaching, he was pushing. That team, though, is still in a great position, and I think when you get Michael Gallup back, everyone talks about Zeke Elliott and Amari Cooper, but I really think Michael Gallup, once he comes back, is going to be that difference maker, because Randall Cobb wasn't cutting it. Devin Smith wasn't cutting it as that secondary receiver. We see people want to focus on Amari Cooper, and Zeke Gallup gets open, and that gives Dak that extra target, and we saw last year and into this year how valuable that is. And I don't think it's being talked about enough. Without Michael Gallup, I think that's part of the reason that maybe Dak was pushing the ball to certain guys, when if you have a Gallup, you don't have to. You can keep the defense more on it.
Okay, so let's just step back and exhale here just a moment. I mean, for all of us Cowboy fans out there, I mean, can they actually make a run at the Super Bowl this year?
If you have health, if you get Amari Cooper healthy, you keep Gallup healthy, you keep Zeke healthy. I love Tony Pollard as the change of pace there. I loved him coming out of the draft. And Dak, Alyssa, I'm telling you, and I'm not saying this just because I'm on in
okay.
I believe you can. I believe at least, let's at least be a little conservative. NFC championship game, I don't see why not. And then when you get to that point, then who knows? But I think a trip to the NFC championship with full health for the Dallas Cowboys is very much in reach. And at this point, I think should maybe even start to be expected out of this team.
Well, a lot of hypotheticals. We'll have to see how things play out for them health-wise. But, you know, there was a lot of talk this week as far as, you know, does this loss against the Saints, does it, you know, mean that the Cowboys ultimately, that they could still miss the playoffs? What say you?
No, I don't think so, because I think they'll win the division. I really do.
Okay, so for all of our guys and gals, let's talk some fantasy football.
Yeah.
And here we are, week five of the NFL season. So which players, in your mind, Andy, which players have exceeded expectations?
Boy, you know what? I think, and it sounds silly. And
what do you think?
He's one of my DraftKings playbook sleepers this week. Uh-huh. Outside of that dud against Pittsburgh, Andy Dalton has been for the value.
Little TCU,
price,
okay.
A stud.
Yeah.
Like, listen, here's the thing. Yep. Again, you have the one-off games, just like the Cowboys did, the Bengals did as well. Andy Dalton, check out these numbers, okay? Now, the Bengals stink as a team, but fantasy-wise, he's averaging 326.3 passing yards per game and over 22 DraftKings fantasy points per game this season. That's elite-level fantasy numbers, right? You don't think about that with Andy Dalton. And I'll tell you, your listeners, this too. If you're looking for a DraftKings contest stack this week, get yourself Andy Dalton versus the Arizona Cardinals, who suck, and stack him with Auden Tate. Because let's remember this. John Ross just got put on injured reserve with that injured shoulder. A.J. Green is not back. So it's Boyd and Tate. And Dalton has been looking Tate's way as the big 6'5" target. He's huge. He's getting 16 targets over the last two games. You stack Tate at $5,500 and Dalton, you're saving money. And I think you're going to get some good value this week out of him.
Hey, we're running out of time. DraftKings writer, love his energy, his insight. That is Andy McNamara with us tonight, SB Nation Radio. Okay, so listen to me, Andy. If you were going to pick the NFL's quarter season awards, who would be your coach of the year?
Ooh, coach of the year. Okay. Let's think here. You know what? I think I'm going to give it to Matt LaFleur. Going back to the Packers.
Really?
I know we talked about there's a lot of this, but going into this season, remember it was all, Aaron Rodgers can't work with people. He's a coach. Tell us, this guy, Matt LaFleur, no one's listening to him. I'm going to say, I think you got the Packers out to 3-1. You have the people focused as of right now. Now, how they come out of this week could be a different situation. I think you go with LaFleur or, in Buffalo, Sean McDermott as of this point. Now, things can go south real quick with Matt Barkley. Mm-hmm. But you hung with the Pack, then you're 3-1 for Buffalo. I don't know how many people saw that one coming.
All right, what about the defensive player of the year?
You know, I'm going to say right now, and you always got to keep Aaron Donald in the conversation. How about Myles Garrett from the Cleveland Browns?
Okay.
Let's look at Myles Garrett. An absolute terror. Now, he's got to ease up on the pass interference, or not pass interference, the roughing the passer penalties. He pretty much destroyed the New York Jets single-handedly. He is stacking, and he's making everybody on the line better, right? When the double teams, now you see Olivier Vernon coming up. Myles Garrett has a real chance, not just to be the quarter season, but season-long defensive player of the year, if he can keep this pace up.
Okay, Browns 49ers this weekend. How are the 49ers? They're 3-0. Like what?
You know what's funny?
What?
You look at the 49ers, and you see, okay, Jimmy G, we love the Jimmy G. Who's he throwing to?
Yeah.
Right? Very
good point.
Outside of George Kittle,
yep.
The cutest name in football, George Kittle, sounds like a cute cat. I love it, right? You got Kittle, but then just a bunch of guys. You got Pettis, and if you're looking for fantasy, there's not too many guys you're looking to really pop in your lineup. The running back is pure committee. What the difference is Kyle Shanahan's zone scheme, which he got from his father Mike years ago, and has worked wherever he's gone. The offensive line moves like a white picket fence, and is really about the system a running back who can plant their foot and cut, not so much the guy. So I think when you look at the 49ers, their offense is always going to be real good, and that defensive line. Did you know they have 5 first-round picks on that D line?
Yeah,
5. Mm-hmm. So they're a threat, and they go the wide 9. So they really take away the edge. So they're going to be the secondary can be had, but that 49ers team, they're not elite, and I wouldn't be surprised if they still missed the playoffs or were a fringe wild card team. But you can't count them out.
Hey, good stuff. Week 5 of the NFL season, breaking it all down. DraftKings writer Andy McNamara. Check him out online. We're over on time. We're up against the break. Andy, have a great weekend. Be safe. We'll talk soon, okay?
Thanks, Alyssa. Talk to you.
You bet. Much more coming your way.
This is the Big E Sports Show on SB Nation Radio. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston. Here's Alyssa Walker-Campbell.
Okay, Friday night, welcome back, SB Nation Radio, the next generation of sports radio. Always got to take time to pause, recognize the folks that make it happen, and that is O'Reilly Auto Parts. When your battery goes dead, everything can come to a stop. Don't take a risk on a dead battery. O'Reilly Auto Parts provides free battery testing. If your battery does not need to be replaced, the professional parts people can find the exact battery that fits your car or truck with free installation. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. I am super excited because the start of the NBA season. It is just around the corner. Training camp, it is underway. And right now, we're going to hit the hardwood. We are going to take time for a book review, and we're going to pull back the curtain and learn about the life behind the scenes, provide a backstage pass that the NBA fan doesn't get to see. Rob McClanahan, he is a longtime, a renowned NBA trainer. He has just released his new book. It's his first book, Network, Training the NBA's Best and Finding the Keys to Greatness. Rob's first time on our network. Good evening, and we are very excited to take a deep dive into your book. Hi, Rob.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Very excited to talk and share with our audience tonight about your book, and it certainly gave me a different perspective from the trainer's point of view. I mean, you are recognized as the number one personal trainer for the NBA's the biggest, the brightest stars. What was your goal with this book, and what's that number one thing, Rob, that you wanted the reader to be able to take away?
Yeah, I mean, I wrote the book for a lot of reasons. Well, first of all, I get asked every day, you know, why do these guys trust you, Steph and KD? It's a pretty valid question. You know, I didn't play pro at all. So I wanted people to see the behind-the-scenes look at that and why they're great and what led to me training them. And that was really just a lot of, you know, tenacious networking and then also building relationships. And these guys, you know, work really hard. But I also hold them accountable. I treat them like grown men, not like all-stars. And I think they've liked that, you know, and it's worked out for me. And the trust, you know, was gained over the years.
You know, you bring up the talking about trust. How were you able to build that with so many of your clients? I mean, you're talking the biggest names. I mean, KD and Russell and Derek.
Yeah. You know, at first it wasn't easy. But I got a little lucky. I got Kevin Love and Derek Rose in high school the senior year. And
okay.
You know, they kind of kept me on. And then through college, and they went into the draft, and then Kevin Love brought in his roommate for he went to UCLA, and this guy named Russell, and it was Russell Westbrook. So I got those three guys at a very young age, just in college. They stay loyal to me, trusted me, and I think you know players going forward was you know were thinking, okay, if Derek, Russell, and Kevin trust Rob, then why would not? You know, so it's kind of word of mouth, and then. Once they got there, they had to like the workouts, and they obviously did, and we kind of clicked.
You know, I want to ask you here in just a moment, talking about your philosophy and how this has all come together, but let's just step back. Let's look in the rearview mirror. Rob, take us through, I mean, your journey in basketball. I think it's so inspiring. I mean, you walked on at Syracuse, an elite program, Jim Boeheim. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that was quite the ride for me because I, you know, I wasn't a D1 player. I was more Division II, and I took a chance. I didn't make it my freshman year, and then I really, really worked hard, put on about 30 pounds of muscle between my freshman and sophomore year, and ended up making the team, obviously. And that was, a, you know, great ride. Me and coach became very close, and he was a walk-on himself. People don't realize at Syracuse.
Did not know
and,
that.
Yeah. So we kind of gained mutual respect for that. And then, you know, from there, it was just, you know, coach was great helping me, you know, network and making calls and, you know, trying to get me in the business.
You know, Rob, you had just mentioned you added 30 pounds of muscle when you failed to make the Syracuse basketball team as a freshman, as a walk-on. You responded to that setback and had that mindset of, you know, whatever it takes, you're going to make that happen. So what was that process like? How did you add 30 pounds of muscle?
Yeah, I mean, I had a long way to go anyways. I was about 145.
So oh, my like, gosh. You know, really? Okay.
Yeah, I was, well, 150 at the most. And then, you know, 6'1".
Bless
but
you
know, it was tough. I mean, it was a lot of sacrifice, you know. All my college friends were partying all summer and this and that. And I kind of just shut it down. Stayed at Syracuse a lot with the team, not even knowing I'd make the team. And, yeah, just kind of put everything to the side of my life and just worked hard. And I figured if I don't make it, at least I gave it my best shot. But I think when I came back, looking like I did, they were like, all right, this guy's pretty serious.
So who kind of nurtured you or provided that guidance in those early years so that, you know, that's all part of your foundation as far as, you know, because we're going to talk about, like, what is your philosophy?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, my dad was lieutenant colonel, so I think from the, you know,
there you go. Gained, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, it kind of gained a lot of strict rules from him with my NBA guys. And then, you know, being at Syracuse, you know, really helped. I mean, I had some great assistant coaches. Mike Hopkins was my mentor, and he's now the head coach at University of Washington. He's won Coach of the Year the last 2 years. And he was the first play development guy I saw who really got into guys, you know, talk trash. And I kind of from there was like, I kind of like the way this guy does workouts, you know. And when I started doing it with kids, that's kind of the way I started.
All right, let's talk about your philosophy. What makes you different in these guys? I mean, here we talked about KD and Russell and Derek, but Steph Curry, I mean, he wrote the foreword to your book and had very high praise.
Yeah, I mean, my philosophy is, you know, as far as my training goes, it's all game stuff. It's no fluffs, no gimmicks, no obstacle courses, which some of these trainers are doing now. It's everything I do in a workout is a move that can be done in a game. And it's very efficient. With me, it's 1 hour, but it's a hard hour. Sometimes, like KD will go 45 minutes, no water break. Just bang, what's next, Rob? What's next? And these guys, my philosophy is every rep is a game rep. So ask yourself, whatever drill you just did, would that have worked in a game? Would that rep you just did, would have worked in a game? And if not, then you just wasted a rep. And I hold guys accountable. If guys don't work hard, I call them out. If they're late for me, if they're a minute late, you know, I call them out. And guys like that. I think guys, you know, of that level, their whole life have been prodigies. And, you know, no one's wanting to tell them no. And with me, it's, you know, if you want to get better, just show up on time like any other job, you know, like me and you, you know. So I tell them if I'm late, you know, you'd probably fire me, so don't be late on me.
Well, and I love that, what Steph had talked about, that you create, Rob, an environment that mimics what happens in an NBA game. You simulate a real live experience on the court.
Yeah, exactly, and that's the goal. And Derek Rose said it once to the media one time, you know, every move that we do in a workout can be done in the game. And it's wild, you know, a lot of the trainers now, I think, kind of, you know, they'll do 15 dribbles inside, 10 chairs into a layup. And, like, that's not realistic, obviously. So I try to really simulate not only the drills in a game, but the efficiency and also the endurance of playing in a game, in a workout.
Hey, we're going one-on-one. Rob McClanahan is with us at SB Nation Radio, one of the NBA's premier basketball trainers. He is now an author. We can add that to his title. Brand new book, Network, Training the NBA's Best and Finding the Keys to Greatness. Tell me this, you know, when Steph Curry wrote the foreword, how did that make you feel? I mean, it was all about love and respect. That was my takeaway.
Yeah, I mean, what he wrote, you know, was over the top, too.
And really?
You know, I asked him to do it. I asked him to do it a few years ago when I thought I might do a book. And then when actually I realized I was doing a book, I kind of had to, you know, go back to him and say, hey, remember we talked about that? And he was like, yeah, for sure. I mean, he's a man of his word. He's one of the most humble, best guys I've ever met in my life, you know, even NBA and off the NBA, you know. So it didn't surprise me that he was a man of his word, but it did surprise me a little bit on what he wrote.
How did you approach this project?
You know, I got calls. I think the ESPN and the Ringer did some articles on me one summer, and some agents had reached out to me. Some wanted training books. I didn't want a training book, but some other agents wanted my story. So we kind of combined both of those, you know, figured out a good agent, and then Simon & Schuster loved it, and they wanted to publish it. So kind of took off from there. But it was a two-year process, pretty much.
The title of the book is Network, Training the NBA's Best and Finding the Keys to Greatness. Rob McClanahan with us tonight, SB Nation. Give us some inside scoop or stories on Kevin Durant. What's it like?
Kevin, I mean,
what's it like working?
Yeah, one of the hardest workers I've ever seen, you know, in my life. I mean, this guy's relentless. There's times I've had to beg him to take days off. He's one of the most efficient guys I've ever trained. Sometimes we'll go 40 minutes, but you think we went 2 hours, you know, just the amount of shots he gets up, the amount of break he doesn't take, you know, and there's plenty of times that one time we flew from L.A. to Paris for a Nike trip, and we got delayed in New York, and you better change planes or whatever. So it ended up being like a full day trip. We landed at midnight, and this guy wants to work out. And we ended up finding a gym around midnight, 1 a.m. in Paris, worked out. So, you know, that's just one quick story about how, you know, relentless he is. And that's a big reason, you know, he's one of the best players ever.
That's right. Workout obsessed Kevin Durant. Hey, I got a highlight. WNBA great Candace Parker. What was it like working with her?
She's unbelievable. And I met her through her husband at the time, Sheldon Williams.
Right.
Who played in the NBA, and she had just had a baby. And it's a pretty – the first time I worked her out was 2 weeks after she had the baby. And I was nervous as heck because, you know, there's no template for this. You know, it's not like I can go to say, what do you do? So I was a little nervous because she wanted to go extra hard because it was right before the WNBA season. Mm-hmm. But I just told her, hey, go slow, go slow. But it was funny because every time she got tired, she's like, "Oh, let me check on the baby." I'm like, "The baby's not crying." You know? So, but she was great, and she was back playing like 5 weeks later. It was unbelievable.
That is incredible. It is informative and full of heart. The title of the book is Network, dives deep into the real culture of basketball and the obsessions it creates. Rob McClanahan has been with us tonight, one of the NBA's premier basketball trainers. And Rob, who are you working with right now?
Same amount of guys, like Kevin Love, Alfred Payton, Derrick Rose, John Wall, who's hurt, but he's starting to work out a little bit. So, yeah, pretty much the same guys. You know, KD's out, so we're not doing much with him. But, you know, it's just guys come back every summer. We built this kind of, like, family atmosphere
right.
in a private gym. No one's allowed in, unless they say so. And we don't really do the Instagram and stuff, so it's kind of very private. No one knows what we're doing, and it's fun. I mean, these guys are my friends, you know, way before they're my clients.
Training the NBA's best and finding the key to greatness. Network is the title of the book by Rob McClanahan. Congratulations. Continued success. Rob, let's stay in touch. We'll talk again soon. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
You bet.
Yep, bye-bye.
Much more coming your way. Fastest 2 hours in radio. That is SB Nation Radio.
This is the Big E Sports Show on SB Nation Radio, live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston. Here's Alyssa Walker-Campbell.
Okay, Friday night, welcome back. SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show, presented to you by our friends at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Did you know that 1 out of 4 batteries will fail this winter? Get yours tested for free during Superstart Battery Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. If it needs to be replaced, O'Reilly has the Superstart battery for you. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Well, right now, it is time to hit them long and hit them straight. That means we're going to go inside the ropes with our dear friend and the familiar voice, the great former PGA Tour player and author, Larry Miller. LarryMillerGolf.com. Check him out online. Good evening, Larry.
Good evening, Alyssa, and good evening, golfers. And, gee, it's almost time to put the shorts away and get the long pants and the sweater. And I guess the legs are tan enough by now, so it's about time.
Well, you are extending your summer vacation because what you and Connie are in Florida right now. So I hope golf is good in Florida.
Yeah, it is. It's hot, though, very hot. It's still, you know, we're getting that heat blast down here in the southeast. And but, you know, it is what it is. We got to live with it. We're kind of used to it, so it's no big deal.
Absolutely. Okay, so the PGA Tour, we talked about this. They were in Cali last week for the Safeway Open. And let's just reflect on that emotional and that inspiring win for Cameron Champ. I mean, he wins by one, and I loved his post-round interview when he said that no matter if I never win another tournament, this is going to be the greatest moment of my golfing career, because he dedicated it to his ailing grandfather who taught him the game of golf and is battling stage 4 cancer. What were your takeaways watching that?
Yeah, boy, and sometimes those emotional events can really inspire you to just great performances. We've seen it a lot in sports, not just golf. And Cameron Champ, well, and the other thing about Cameron Champ is that he was a time bomb, just waiting to win, waiting to explode. The longest hitter on the PGA Tour. If you look at his golf swing, mm-hmm. you can see why he hits it as far as he does. I mean, he is a good – some of the other players talk about how – and these guys are hitting at 290 and 300 yards. And they're talking about how he's 40 and 50 yards ahead of them and hitting 4 and 5, you know, lesser irons into greens. So when he's on like that, that's the second win he's had. And when he's on like that, he's just about unbeatable with his unbelievable length. And looking at his golf swing, you can see where it comes from. He creates lag on the backswing, but then he actually adds more lag to it as he starts down with that little inside shallow move he's got, kind of like Hogan, except you know, he's built differently, of course. But the swing reminds me a little bit of Hogan's swing, the way he added lag, even more lag, as he started down and shallowed out his swing. Tremendous golf swing, just a beautiful swing, great balance, and boy, there's going to be more to come from him. And once again, I think the inspiration that he the emotional inspiration he had probably really spurred him on and gave him that extra shot of adrenaline. So anyway, wonderful to see, mm-hmm. you know, great tribute to his granddad.
You know, and I was going to ask you that in terms of, you know, when we talk about Cam Champ, just, you know, where does he generate that speed in his swing and how does he hit it so far? We're talking, you know, incredible. He flies the ball 350, but what things, speak to our audience. I mean, what things should you do to focus to hit it farther? What can you do?
Well, he's got a wide swing arc, meaning that he doesn't take the club abruptly inside on the backswing toward his body. He takes it more straight back, if you will, and wide. He takes it straight back as long as he can, and that results in very high hands at the top of the backswing, which is great leverage. Now, he's a pretty tall guy, you know, along with that, but he's got very high hands. If you look at his swing, you can YouTube it and see it, but wide swing arc going back, high hands at the top, and then drops it a little inside, adding more lag to it on the downswing. So, and this is a tip for the all you amateurs out there. Most amateurs take the club back too far inside. That's the predominant fault in the backswing. So you want to start taking it more straight back from the ball for at least a couple of 3 feet and then take it up to the top. And that'll give you higher hands with more leverage and add some yards to your drives.
Larry Miller with us tonight, SB Nation Radio, the next generation of sports radio, the Big East Sports Show. If you're tuning in for the first time, you know what? We're always live on Twitter. We love to connect with our audience and hear from you. You can join us at eRadio Sports. Email the show, info@eradiosports.com and podcastarena.com. Also, check out our guest that is joining us. That is Larry Miller, larrymillergolf.com. And Larry, for our listeners tuning in tonight across the country, we have picked up and secured some new affiliates. What are they going to find when they go to your website?
Well, they're going to find a great opportunity for some personal video lessons from me. And also, I offer personal in-person clinics for one day lessons or half a day, whatever. You'll see it all offered on the website, larrymillergolf.com, and all of my books are available on there also. But it's a great opportunity to have your swing analyzed and diagnosed, and I prescribe what you have to do to make it better, and I give you appropriate drills to do that, to help it along. And then we have telephone conversations about your game and your swing. So very helpful, and especially right now, you're getting into a new season and want to get your swing in order so that you can win lunch money from your buddies.
Absolutely, and always providing some good cold weather golf tips. We're going to talk about that tonight with Larry Miller. And, you know, as a former PGA pro, here we are tonight highlighting Cam Champ, this wonderful win, this emotional win dedicated to his grandfather. But share with us a favorite emotional win in golf.
Two things come to mind, and one, of course, is Crenshaw at the Masters when he won following the death of his longtime teacher, Harvey Pienick. That was totally unexpected. Came out of the blue. Ben was not playing especially well leading up to that at all. And once again, the emotional inspiration. And then the other was Davis Love when he won the PGA soon after his dad had
That's
been killed
right.
in a plane crash,
yes.
tragically. And if you remember coming up the 18th hole with him, he had the title in hand, and a rainbow appeared right above the 18th green. And so those two things stick out in my mind as emotional wins that I really strongly think that, like I said, a lot of times – you can draw inspiration from those emotional events, and it adds adrenaline to you, and it also maybe narrows your focus a little bit and your intent. And so good stuff, really good stuff. There's been a lot of those, and, you know, and Tiger Woods, too. Tiger Woods coming back.
Oh, yes,
back
can't forget Tiger.
And winning not only the Tour Championship but then the Masters after so long and after all the travails and everything, it was kind of neat to see that. That's another emotional win, too. So, yeah, kind of a pattern there, and it's very interesting to look at and fun to watch, too.
You're listening to the familiar voice, Larry Miller, who joins us each and every week at SB Nation Radio as we go inside the ropes. Tonight we opened up our conversation, and we've been highlighting Cameron Champ. And I tell you what, Larry, the world of golf is so fortunate to have this very bright young star on tour, but there are also so many talented young players. What are your predictions for 2020? Who could some of these young talents, rising stars, who could really have a breakout season?
Well, Cameron Champ, of course, and it's already happened, but this Matthew Wolf is another real talented guy with a real funny-looking golf swing. But it's funny-looking only until you get into the downswing near impact, and then it's perfect. He just has a funny way of getting there. But he's a he's a great, talented young star.
For sure, yeah.
And this Victor Hovland is another one that he's absolutely on a collision course with victories, with multiple victories. So those two guys, I'm thinking, you know, it's going to be interesting to watch how they, what kind of year they have. Big expectations from them. And then the big, big mystery is going to be Jordan Spieth this year. Can can he regain his mojo, you know? And he's all the way up to, what, I think 37th in the world now, former world number one. And time's slipping away. He's got to get it back fast. And great a putter as he is, he's just got to figure out the ball-striking aspect of it. But I'm sure he's working hard. But that's another thing that's going to be fun to watch this year, is to see how he comes back.
Okay, so let me back up just a moment. You mentioned Victor and Matthew. Those are Oklahoma State Cowboy guys. Let's not overlook OU. How about Abraham Anser? He's going to be at the President's Cup, and he certainly has been very impressive in 2019.
Yes, yes, he's another one. Very consistent, too, with those high finishes and knocking on the door. That's another one that I think we're going to see those three names. You might see more than one win out of these guys this coming season. There's definitely a changing of the guard taking place. You know, the Mickelsons and the Woods and the Kuchers and the Furyks. I mean, it's changing, and it's a young, you know, youth is served.
Uh-huh.
I think we're going to see it this year big time.
Absolutely. Hey, okay, so the fall tour just continues to roll along, and right now the PGA Tour is in Vegas for the Shriners Hospitals for Children, and some of the top names in golf are competing. You just mentioned Phil Mickelson, Brooks Koepka, Bryson DeChambeau. You know, some of these guys, they're looking to collect some early FedEx Cup points, but they're also, you know, Tiger hasn't solidified that final four. He will do that November 4th. These guys want to make a good impression so that they can head off to Australia.
Yeah, and I think there's a couple of names that I think there's no way you can leave them off this team with the captain's picks. One is Tony Finau. I mean, how can anybody argue with his selection? I mean, if he's he's got to be chosen as a captain's pick. That's almost a guarantee.
Mm-hmm, sure.
I mean, the guy's in the top 5 or 10 every time, every week. It's just amazing how consistent he is and, you know, how good a player he is. I think if it were up to me, I would want Ricky Fowler on that team.
Okay.
Great ball striker and a great pressure putter. So it's going to be, you know, it's going to be fun to see. And as far as Tiger picking himself, I would definitely be all for that. As long as he can prepare, you know, properly and prepare enough, how could he not want to play? I mean, he's a great match player. Anybody who wins 3 U.S. amateurs, you know, and then all the match play tournaments he won, and not only that, 3 USGA junior championships, too. I mean, the guy is one of the greatest all-time match players, along with Walter Hagen. So I would want him in there for sure, not just for that, but also for his leadership. And a lot of these players look up to him, and he was their inspiration when they took up the game and developed. So I think he's – and I still think he's another one of those time bombs just waiting. He could shoot 65 any day of the week. And so, got no way to overlook his talent, I think.
Okay, so it's interesting listening to you, who you believe would be a lock for the USA team, and that, of course, Tony Finau. But what about Phil Mickelson? I mean, this weekend's event, I mean, how much plays into that? I mean, would he be a President's Cup pick for you?
No, he wouldn't. He's
oh, gosh, come on, Larry.
Well, Phil, you know,
you're going to break Stephen's heart.
Well, Phil could still win.
Uh-huh.
He could still win a tournament at any given time. But he's just too doggone inconsistent in the last couple of years to rely on him in something as important as a President's Cup.
Right.
Because he's liable to shoot 76 or 66 any given day, and he often does, and it fluctuates like that day to day. So I want somebody who's playing really well at the moment and who's reliable and very consistent, like a Tony Finau or Ricky Fowler. Ricky had seven top fives last year. And you know, runner-up in one major and third in another. So that's the kind of consistency that you want on a President's Cup team, because you want somebody you can rely on day to day.
You want consistency, but you also want chemistry. Would you pick Patrick Reed?
No, I wouldn't. I think he's too divisive for the team. There's been too much stuff, you know, too many comments, too much discord when he's been on a couple of teams. And he's also pretty inconsistent, too. I mean, he gets hot and cold. And so I think from that standpoint and a personality standpoint, he's a rah-rah guy, you know, Captain America and all that.
Yeah.
But he made a lot of, I'm not going to say enemies, but he rubbed a lot of people the wrong way with his comments in the last couple of team events.
Our PGA News and Notes continues with Larry Miller after this quick break.
This is the Big E Sports Show on SB Nation Radio, live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston. Here's Alyssa Walker-Campbell.
Hey, welcome back. Hour number two, SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Let's go back inside the ropes with Larry Miller. My final question for you is, we had highlighted last week 17-year-old Akshay Bhatia, who had the dominant amateur golf career and made his professional debut. He did miss the cut again. So we had talked about this before. I mean, it's a big jump going to the PGA, the big boys club, to the PGA Tour from junior golf.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if he doesn't make a cut soon and show something, in his mind, he's going to subconsciously start wondering if he made the right choice and shouldn't have played some college golf to get more seasoned, more competition under his belt at a high level. Because jumping two or three levels like that is traumatic at first, and you just don't realize how good the tour players are. And that's not to say that a great junior player is not a great player, but it's acquiring the experience under the gun at that level against, you know, it's like a football team that plays, you know, a bunch of bad teams and kills them 55-0 or something, and all of a sudden they play somebody on their own level, you know, and then it's a 20-13 game and they might lose, and it's just you play the level of your competition, and you have to learn how to play against the best in the world. And I think he's, I personally, as I said with you last week, I think he's made a mistake. I think he's at least needs some seasoning in college golf.
We are flat out of time. Larry Miller's been with us, SB Nation Radio. Next week, we have got to carve out some time and discuss the Korean PGA Tour suspended, the BioChem for 3 years. It was a very severe penalty for flipping off a fan for cell phone use during his backswing. So we'll get into that. And Larry, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks.
Great, and I'm going to have a new phone by next week.
Absolutely. iPhone 11. Looking forward to it.
Hey, everybody have a great week.
You bet. That, of course, is Larry Miller. Inside the Ropes, he joins us each and every week at SB Nation Radio. A very big thank you to all of our guests, and we'll see you next weekend for the biggest, the best in sports, the Big E Sports Show. Don't drink and drive.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date, it notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.